And we're back. We're listening to Making a Difference. I'm Tracy Cummings. And we have Carla Perry, who is the founder of Writers on the Edge. And we've been talking about so many things that my brain is all mush now. But we've been, during the break, we were talking a little bit about, you know, this isn't necessarily a writing type of event when we're talking about authors coming and speaking and people reading their pieces. What do you see these events more as?
I see them as competition with watching TV at home. We've always been grateful that people will leave the comfort of their home and come out for a literary event. I do, as I said before, see it as live entertainment. We want to entertain you. We want to excite you and stimulate your brain and make you laugh and make you eager to go home and read the books by the authors or do your own writing. So it's just an encouragement to read and write and be mentally stimulated.
And I think for many people, especially, you know, people that are my age and younger who may not have been exposed to this type of venue of art, it's more than just sitting down and listening or looking at something. It's more interactive, do you think? Do you see it that way?
Well, the first part of each evening's entertainment for the Nye Beach Writer Series is rapt attention. There's nothing to divert your attention. This is what's going on. And generally, the room is pretty silent, so there's no interaction at that point. But when they finish, there's always a good question and answer period. And often, those are the best part. It's not something that they could have prepared for. And the interaction of whatever questions are raised is very enlightening, whether it's about how their techniques or their experience or their philosophies. And we get into a deeper level of the author's mind that way. And then we take a break and we always have an open mic. Well, I shouldn't say always. If we're at the Visual Arts Center, there's always an open mic. If we have a special event, there wouldn't necessarily be an open mic. But the open mic, we have 10 people. Well, you have 10 slots, and generally they're filled. And each audience member can come up and read original work for 5 minutes max. We are strict about the 5 minutes. And we find that that part also is a very stimulating part of the program, because it's not only the local people, it's tourists that drop in and they just happen to have some writing because they came to the coast, or it's whomever, just travelers, anybody who comes through that is in the audience and signs up can read.
And you have a very eclectic audience, don't you? It's not a typical, or what people would think of as a typical audience?
We encourage high school students and college students to come by offering free admission to all students. That's one thing. So we generally have a good number of young people, and of course middle-aged and older, and then very old people who have come to the coast and retired and are working on memoirs, or they're just they are retired educators, or they're retired something or other, and they're still looking for things that stimulate their minds. And so they come, and so the age is, you know, anywhere from 15 to, you know, 100. So it's a marvelous mix of people.
Very intergenerational ideas and ways to look at things. So, Carla, I'm wondering, what as a community member can I do to help you achieve your mission of providing a great opportunity for writers and people interested?
I'd say the main thing is just to show up and attend these events. The admission is deliberately low, $5, and nobody is turned away for lack of those $5. We welcome anybody who's interested in attending. And again, students are free. And that's where we get our money is admission dollars and donations. So feel free to send us checks. We have a website, a good, thorough fabulous, website.
Fabulous website, actually. I got to give you a little kudos on your website.
Well, that goes to our website person, and I totally appreciate her. Her name is Lena Burdett, and she is a marvelous website designer. She's on the board of directors. But you can go to our website and just click on a PayPal link or send in a check. And we make it easy for people. You can donate right on the spot at any event. We'll take your money. And so basically the showing up and donating to the program, and donations can be specific to underwriting the youth scholarships for the writing workshops, or it can go for underwriting the cost of honorariums to bring the writers to Newport, or it could go for administration, whatever you choose.
Now, you have no paid employees,
no
correct?
Paid employees.
And we were talking, you've got a very active board, a working board.
A working board, yes.
So, you know, it's not like there's a lot of overhead and things that you guys are looking at. You really spend as much focus as you can on making it accessible and easy for people to do.
Our expenses are very low, which makes it easy to continue the program. We're not dependent on any large grants to keep the program going. The program can go on its own. It's self-sustaining. What we need the money for, really, is the extra work that we do for youth and the outreach into the community. And we need money for that.
Always.
Always.
And I do want to point out the Boss Radio does have two free tickets that they're going to be giving away. I believe in the next half hour, we gave those to Pat and he went hiding off into his den. He was so excited. So let's give out your phone number and website one more time, just so that if people have questions, concerns, or any other information, they can get a hold of you guys.
Okay, the website is just very simple, writersontheedge.org, and you spell out each letter. And the phone number is 541-574-7708. And I do want to mention that those high school contest applications can be mailed to us. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 85, Newport, Oregon, Writers on the Edge.
And when is the high school competition, the end date for that?
That was April 10th is the deadline for submissions, and the winners will be announced May 1st.
And then you do, your programs are what, the third Saturday of every month?
The third Saturday of every month. And the schedule is on the website. Or you could come to an event and pick up a schedule that will give you all the events through the next year.
Wonderful. Well, Carla, it's been such a pleasure talking with you. I'm not a writer, but I love to read. So for me, this is a real pleasure to be able to actually, you know, have this opportunity and provide that to the community. Do you have anything else you want to give a shout out for? I know Mike Love is the...
Matt Love.
Or I'm sorry, Matt Love.
Matt Love is the director now. He's a high school teacher, and he's also the editor of Citadel of the Spirit, which was a new book that he just produced for the Oregon Sesquicentennial. And that's doing really well. We're all very busy in our own literary lives, but we get together for this event, for this program, because it's, it's so exciting for us all. And we get to meet all these wonderful people who come through.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Carla, again, thank you. And if anybody has any questions, go to writersontheedge.org and they can get all their answers there on a fabulous website. You're listening to Making a Difference. I'm Tracy Cummings, and I hope you have a wonderful Wednesday.